Clay Matthews, his injury evaluation is still going on as far as gathering all the information. So I really don't have anything to report on Clay. The training staff didn't feel very good about the injury, so we're still working through the process.
Any update on Aaron Rodgers?
Aaron Rodgers, same deal. We're a lot of conversation going on with Aaron, and you know, obviously the Dr. McKenzie and Ted Thompson and I. So we're working through that. I do not have anything to announce today. Hopefully we can get the question answered sooner than later. So we're still working through that.
Do you want to go through the same process, or do you prefer just now moving them out on a?
Sewell process.
Process you've been going through where he practices a little bit.
This is something I think clearly after seeing Aaron practice for 2 weeks. I mean, this is something that Ted Thompson and I need to sit down and we need to assess all the information and decide if it's time for him to play. Aaron wants to play, has wanted to play for the. Last couple weeks, he fully accepts, understands everything going on with his injury. So this is really a decision for Ted Thompson and I, representing the organization. So that's how it works.
I guess do you want to go through that process with practicing and you decide on Friday, or do you think you want?
No, we sooner than later. Absolutely, I think number one for the football team and. And also Aaron Rodgers. I think it's important for us to make a quicker decision. This has obviously been frustrating, stressful for Aaron, rightfully so. But also our football team. I want them to know who the quarterback's going to be.
Mike, just to clarify, he has not been medically cleared.
That's all part of the conversation. So we're still gathering information today. I mean it's. It's just there's testing and things to go done. So we're still working through that. I personally haven't talked to Dr. McKenzie yet. So he left for surgery, but we're working through it.
Like any update on Eddie Lacy?
I mean Eddie's sore, which he has been pretty much the whole season. We're not going to practice on the field till Thursday. So I'll probably have a better feel for where he's at.
What have you thought of the catches your wide receivers have been able to make, kind of helping that out? I mean, James reaching over and stealing away a pick, and Jordy in the end zone last week. What have you just thought of those?
Well, you talk about trusting your receivers and tight coverage, and it really kind of comes with experience. I mean, Aaron has that relationship with those guys, Matt's developing it. So it's sometimes it's not the ball's not exactly where you want it, but the ability to throw to tight coverage is a big part of having success in this league throwing a football. You don't throw it to open receivers. You throw receivers open. So I think that just shows the confidence that Matt has in those guys, and it shows their ability to go get the football.
How has the mood changed in the locker room from the end of the game to Bears losing and you guys have one more shot?
Well, it's changed a lot because, after their head coach talked to them, they thought the season was over. So, It's we're excited. We're excited about this opportunity. Obviously, what transpired last night, and we're playing for the championship. We looked at yesterday's game as a semifinal game, and we were blessed to get help, and now we're playing in the finals.
So because you said yesterday you were embarrassed by the postgame talk, it was the assumption that you guys were out.
Well, I was not aware that Detroit lost. Actually, last time I saw the score, they were winning by 10. So I was not aware. Where the outcome.
Mike, what's the plan for Randall Cobb this week?
Randall's going to practice more. He's still under the status of being on injury reserve, but we will up his practice reps on Thursday.
How disappointing for you with the snap? I know they aggravate when, but you've really been avoiding it for the most part this season.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's the timing of it was obviously couldn't have happened at the worst time. It's something that I think everybody in football works on. There's no excuse for it. I think we're the sixth team to jump off sides on a field goal against the Steelers. So you give them credit for that. But I mean, there's no excuse for Nick to do that. And, you know, the false start down there, you know, on the run play, same deal. We held the ball a little too long and critical, you know, the critical plays in a game.
Mike, did you look at the last 10 seconds of the game, and does it look any different to you now than it did right after the game, or anything you wish had gone differently?
How have I wished it gone differently? Yeah, I wish, you know, what I said after the game was the officiating mechanics were intact. I mean, I think it's clear to everybody. It doesn't take 10 seconds to throw a three-step drop. I mean, if, you know, you guys go to practice every day. We have a clock that we train our football team, and it's a 2.3 average three-step drop that comes out on times 1.7. The center was given an indication to snap the ball. The clock had been running. He was given an indication to snap the ball at 3. So, I mean, I think it's, if you watch the game, I mean, obviously we were all up in arms about it after the game, but if you go back and watch the video, I think it's clear to exactly what happened.
Why does the referee come in, like, Matt's waiting for the snap, and it looks like he actually comes in, at least on the TV copy, he comes into the frame with, like, 5 or 6 seconds off before the ball gets snapped.
I mean, those are questions probably more for the officials department, but I mean, the referee and the umpire need to be on the same page as far as the way the umpire stands over the ball, he backs out, the coordination of the referee starting the clock. And, you know, and Dietrich was informed not that, you know, you don't snap the ball until the umpire pointed at him. The umpire pointed at him at 3 seconds.
Mike, when that happened, you couldn't see it on the TV copy, but were guys lined up, your linemen, your stances?
Well, yes, because, I mean, obviously, with that situation, you know, it's a 10-second runoff after the false start. We didn't have the timeout. So we had plenty of time. We had the play called. You know, Matt actually made an adjustment on it, and, you know, that was all done, if I recall. I'm going off more memory last night. I think before Carl stepped back into his position. So, I mean, it just wasn't coordinated. I'm not trying to get in trouble here or anything, but, you know, it doesn't take 10 seconds to run a three-step drop pass. I think we all understand that.
You said after the head coach talked to them, they thought their season was over. So what did you say to them?
I basically just talked about the Steeler game and, you know, just sort of tough go it's been, and you know, just disappointed that we are where we are. I mean, just talked about we needed, you know, our schedule's different this week, so we frankly went more in an administrative mode and discussed what's in front of us and how we need to, you know, go to Chicago and so forth. So, but I wasn't on the mindset of, hey, let's go watch the game tonight. So now I know why someone were looking at me like, what the hell is he talking about? So.
Mike, there have been reports that there's some friction between you and Aaron Rodgers. How is your relationship with Aaron during this injury?
I'm very comfortable with my relationship with Aaron Rodgers. I mean, he's, you know, he's frustrated that he's not playing. So I have no problem with our relationship.
Mike, you're down 2 guys on the 53-man roster. You might not. Assuming Matthews might not play again, where are you going to start filling these roster spots with? And how,
well, you need 46 to line up. That's what I'm focused on right now. Using a normal Monday, it takes pretty much the whole day to get through, you know, the bumps and bruises and some things that are, you know, may have been minor that may be worse. So, you know, I'm just really focused on that 46 exactly. You know, what we do down the stretch, I mean, Ted and I talked about a bunch of different things today, so things might change by the end of the week.
What into your thought process on the schedule for this week? You've always emphasized Christmas and mm-hmm. family, but I think sometimes you've, like, come in on Christmas Day late. Mm-hmm. What was your thought process this week?
Well, just, you know, when you play Thursday games, you're on short weeks after Monday night games. You know, we have a coaching staff that's been together a long time. You know, there's a lot of continuity. It's the second time playing a division opponent. So what we did as a staff, we started on Chicago, you know, last week. So we did all of our preliminary game planning. Then once we got the Philadelphia game in, you know, we started on that this morning. So with that being said, we're confident of just basically taking Wednesday's work and moving it to Tuesday. So and that's what we've done. It's late in the year. Obviously, we've had a lot of challenges from an injury standpoint. And on a personal note, I think it's important for people to be with their family on Christmas. So we're going to work Monday, Tuesday, and the players, they will be off Wednesday. Then we'll go into a normal Thursday.
Mike, were you surprised at all that the Bears are going with Jay Cutler? Do you have any thought last night that maybe they would go to McCown, or did that seem pretty obvious last night?
I really don't. I don't have an opinion on that. I think it's like, really the challenge of everyone in your job is, you really don't know unless you're in the room or you're part of the conversations. You know, McCown's played very well. I mean, Jay Cutler's is a dynamic, quarterback with a lot of talent. So, I mean, they obviously feel good about their decision.
Is there a part of you that's, I'm sure, thrilled, one, but two, just a little amazed that after all this team has been through and you call them peaks and valleys, do you still have a shot to win the division on Sunday?
Yeah, we're playing for the division. We're playing for the division championship, and, it's been a wild ride so far, and, I like to think we're just getting started. So that's what I'm selling. Hopefully they're buying it. But the National Football League never amazes you. Just the ups and downs, the challenges. You talk about the word parity that's existed for so long in this league. And I just think just the last 3 or 4 weeks has been a great example of that.
How big of a challenge is it, though? You guys have been next man up, but now you're starting to run out of men to be next man up with the way the roster is.
It's part of it. I mean, it's part of the journey. I mean, every path is different. It comes at you so many different ways. Frankly, I was excited the last couple of weeks. I felt like we were able to practice a couple of weeks in a row and felt like we were getting better in some spots. We were still up and down, which is evident in the Pittsburgh game. We had a lot of penalties in that game. So, And then we lose a couple more guys, but it's an opportunity, particularly for our younger players, and we're counting on those guys to step up.